COVID-19 is an invitation to think more sociologically. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Katrina Hoop, associate professor of sociology at St. Joseph's College, discusses teaching her students to think this way during this crisis.
C. Wright Mills noted that a central goal of any sociology class is to help learners develop what we call a sociological imagination. Using a sociological imagination, not only can we understand how our individual lives are impacted by larger social forces, but we can start to see how personal troubles that individuals face are actually public issues that impact millions of others. A lives-as-text approach in sociology is asking students to begin with their own biographical experiences. Then, we use this to think through the connections to social forces, analyze questions posed by major social theorists, and reflect on how those questions help them think through their lives as texts. As a sociologist, COVID-19 has highlighted sociological themes in our society such as privilege, individualism, and inequality. In my social theory course and many others, I use the pandemic to bring in the empirical world as a guide. How is society changing? What are groups of people experiencing? What questions would social theorists ask about our experience with this pandemic? Next, students apply these questions in various frameworks to reflect on their own lives. While acknowledging their personal problems, we explore the connection between their experiences and societal forces. Through this reflective learning process, material we cover helps them better develop a sociological imagination. When we include a student's lives as text approaches, we teach theories and concepts. Our students personally experience how critical reflection empowers them to better understand their lives, whether it's in the workplace, their civic lives, or their personal lives.
That was Katrina Hoop of St. Joseph's College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.